My guest today is Andrew Duthie, better known by his secret identity of Dev Hammer. How you doing,
good.
Andrew?
We're good.
What's going on here? We're at that conference, and you're doing some cool stuff. I see a lot of cool gadgets on the table.
Yeah, so I'm doing a talk on sensors and IoT, and I brought a lot of gear with me, which traveling with this much gear is kind of interesting. I have several gadgets here in .NET Micro Framework main boards, and I've got a couple of kind of almost prototype level boards. They're kind of brand new attachments for the Raspberry Pi 2.
Wow.
So I'm running Windows IoT Core on the Raspberry Pi 2.
Whoa, that's cool. Say it again. You're running Windows. You're running Windows on a little tiny device.
Yes, on a $35 single board computer.
That's this device here?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so the Pi 2 just came out, I guess, earlier this year, and it's one of several boards that IoT Core will run on. There's the Miniboard Max and I think the Qualcomm Dragon board, neither of which do I have. But one of the companies that I work with pretty extensively on microcontroller type stuff is a company called GHI Electronics.
Out
of Detroit, Michigan, exactly. And they have built a couple of HATs, which is hardware attached on top is the acronym, but they've built a couple of HATs for Pi 2. Hmm. One is called the Fez HAT, which is the one you see here. Hmm. It's just got some sensors, a couple of LEDs. Basically, it's kind of an experimenter's board, so you can just slap it on there and start writing some code.
Oh, okay.
And you write this code in C# in a universal Windows app, so you can write XAML UI, but also interact with hardware. And that's kind of the cool thing, is you can build a single app that can span across the desktop, tablet, phone, and now these small devices.
Oh, wow.
So you can interact with motors and servos and sensors and things like that. One of the other boards that I've got is called the Fez Cream, and it's the other hat. Hmm. And it actually interfaces between the Pi 2 and what's called .NET Gadgeteer, which was an effort out of Microsoft Research some years ago. And did I mention that NetMF, .NET Micro Framework, and Gadgeteer are both fully open source?
Now you have.
Okay, so that's kind of really cool. So
very
you can
cool.
go and you can actually submit pull requests. And the team is actually working on the next major release of .NET Micro Framework as we speak.
Okay.
So, very cool stuff.
Which is also open source, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. MF, you said. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool. This answers the question of, we heard the announcement that Windows would run on a Raspberry Pi.
Right.
And the real question people have is, well, why? What practical use do I have for that? How can I make that do something cool and interesting
right.
with that, or of business value? And this is a step towards that. I know it's
right.
a demoware, but it's...
But interfacing with sensors and interfacing with other electronic devices... is the key to a lot of the maker type movement, is being able to kind of slap together different sensors and motors, build
right.
robots and things like that.
Excellent.
But what this adds is the ability to program that in a very familiar fashion. So you're using Visual Studio, you're using C#, you're using XAML. So if you're familiar with all of those things, for example, trying to do networking on one of these boards in Linux, if you're not a Linux person, could be pretty intimidating.
Right.
But if you're writing this in IoT Core, Windows IoT Core, it's just HTTP client, just like it would be on the desktop, just like it would be on the phone.
Wow.
It's just the same code.
Can we see what you've done here?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so the first board that we've got here, this is actually a Fez Arduino B. This is a Gadgeteer board that kind of spans the Arduino and Gadgeteer world. So it has an Arduino pin layout. So if you're familiar, if you have Shields or other hardware that works with Arduino, you can use those. But these sockets allow Gadgeteer modules to be plugged in, and makes it very easy to do rapid prototyping with electronics. So what I've done here, I have a custom module here. This is what I call my star board. This is just an RGB LED array. So it's different. I can make any color I want with these. And then this is actually a breakout board for a heart rate monitor, and I'm wearing the chest strap as we speak. So what you're seeing here is my heart rate.
Oh, wow.
So every time my heart beats, the chest strap sends a wireless signal to this receiver. The receiver simply toggles a pin, just basically toggles one of the signal pins high or low. That means either at the input voltage or down to ground. And when it does that, what it looks like to Gadgeteer is very much like a button. So in the actual code, I simply coded this up to use a button module and my star module, and every time that button is clicked, it sends a signal to the board that says, do this heartbeat pattern.
That's awesome.
All of that stuff is basically abstracted away. So as a programmer, all I have to do to handle the button is just do button.buttonPress plus equals tab,
right,
and it creates the event handler for me. So instead of getting into the kind of low-level details of interrupts and all the hardware stuff, it allows me as a software person to stay a little higher level.
And I can even immediately see medical applications for this.
Potentially,
a little bit more work.
Yeah. And so some of the other hardware that I've got with me, I don't have these plugged in right now, but this is a Fez Spider main board. This is actually I'm using for a project called Connect the Dots that Microsoft Open Technologies created. So the Connect the Dots project allows me to take the input from something like, say, this temperature and humidity sensor, send that out over the internet to Azure Event Hubs or Azure Service Bus, and then also use things like Stream Analytics to analyze the data as it's coming in and do things like, for example, threshold checking. If a temperature monitor in an industrial setting was too high, for example, you could send alerts. And then the Connect the Dots project also includes a website where you can actually see the data as it streams in sort of a graph format. So it's a pretty cool project. And this little guy here, so this is something new from GHI called the BrainPad. This is also a .NET micro framework board, and this is targeted at education, as you might imagine from the kind of cute graphics and whatnot.
I like it.
So basically, kind of, it's a two-sided kind of left and right brain was kind of, I think, the thinking that they had. You have input on one side and output on the other side. So you've got input from buttons, you've got a temperature sensor, you've got an accelerometer, a light sensor, and you can basically take the input from these sensors and then do something with various outputs. So you could move a servo for the servo motor, you could spin a DC motor, you can turn on a multicolor LED, you can make some sounds on the buzzer, you can use the display, write out, you can draw shapes or write out text. And then there's a three LED traffic signal, so it's, you know, green, red, and blue. I forget which, or green, red, and yellow. So this is kind of a neat little board, and it's not terribly expensive. You can program it with C# or Visual Basic. And then there's actually a community member of the GHI community who created an interface between this and Scratch. So you can actually program this board using the MIT Scratch
environment. That's a language for learning.
Yeah, it's basically a kid's learning environment, but you can actually program this, and the interface that he built will translate the Scratch commands into the C# or VB necessary to run the hardware. And then last but not least, if we swing over here.
This is the Pi.
This is the Pi 2. So I've actually got it powered up, so I'm not going to pull off the hat. But the Pi 2 is the part underneath, and this is currently running Windows IoT Core. I don't have it plugged into an output, so you can't see. But when this actually boots up, it boots to a kind of default screen. So one of the differences between Windows IoT Core and, say, Windows on your tablet or laptop or whatever else is there isn't a shell per se. So you don't have kind of Explorer, you don't have the desktop. Your application is really the user interface. And you can load multiple applications and choose to run them in a variety of ways. But you can set one default app to be, this is what starts when I boot this thing up. The board that's sitting on top of here is using, there's a set of I/O pins that the Raspberry Pi exposes. And so this board is called the Fez Hat. This is also from GHI. And it's got screw terminals for things like power for a motor, analog and digital inputs. It's got a couple of motor driver terminals here as well. So if you wanted to use this to build a robot, you've got plenty to do for motor control. It's got a couple of LEDs, so you can set the color of those, a light sensor, a temperature sensor, and an accelerometer. So much like the BrainPad, you've got a bunch of sensors that you can use to prototype or build experiments with very quickly and easily on the Pi 2 running Windows IoT Core.
Outstanding. Andrew, that is a lot of really cool stuff. Can I ask you, the software was all open source.
So I don't know that Windows IoT Core itself is open source. All of the Gadgeteer and .NET Micro Framework code is open source. The Connect the Dots project is also open source. It's up on GitHub. So pretty much all of the stuff that's running on top of Windows is open source, and all of the stuff that's running on the .NET Micro Framework boards are open source.
Give me an idea about how much you paid for all this hardware, not counting the Surface.
To be completely clear, some of the gear, the brain pad, the hats, those were provided to me for I think runs $30-some-odd. I think the hats are in that same range, $35 to $37. The kit that I've got for the Connect the Dots project, that's probably in the $150 range. The Spider Starter Kit is what I use for the most part for that. And then the Fez Serbuena B is that runs probably I think about $40. So generally, most of the boards are well under $50, and yeah, I probably don't have more than about $250 worth of hardware all told in here.
That's awesome. Are you blogging about this?
I do blog about it periodically. I've got some ideas that I need to get some more blog posts.
You're going to announce your blog now, so that'll be pressure to actually write this stuff.
Up. My blog is at devhammer.net. I do also, most of my hardware video stuff is up on Vimeo. So if you go to vimeo.com/devhammer, I've got a lot of videos up there showing off some of this gear.
Andrew, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. One of the great things about the technologies that I'm working with here is particularly the GHI stuff. There's a great community in the GHI forums. I've made a lot of friends there. So definitely stop by ghi.com/community or ghielectronics.com/community, and you can meet some of those folks too.